Closed, The People's House. By John David Kahn on March 26, 2013. Technically, I don't own it. My name's not on the deed, but it belongs to me. It belongs to me as much as it belongs to President Obama. It also belongs to every American. Or it's supposed to. It's called the People's House. I urge you not to take my word for it. Take the First Lady's words, as found on the official White House website. This is really what the White House is all about. It's the People's House. It's a place that is steeped in history, but it's also a place where everyone should feel welcome. And that's why my husband and I have made it our mission to open up the house to as many people as we can. Michelle Obama. I don't quite know how to reconcile these words with the announcement made earlier this month. Also on the official White House website, due to staffing reductions resulting from sequestration, we regret to inform you that White House tours will be canceled effective Saturday, March 9, 2013 until further notice. Unfortunately, we will not be able to reschedule affected tours. We very much regret having to take this action, particularly during the popular spring touring season. Please check this webpage for updates regarding this situation, or contact the White House Visitors Office 24-hour hotline at 202-456-7041. Sincerely, the White House Visitors Office. The President has considerable discretion as to what is or is not affected by the sequestration cuts. Perhaps I'll log in a call and ask them if he might consider opening up my house. Not that the virtual tours aren't extremely fulfilling.